going into this mandatory minicamp and knowing that Tarveras is not here and you and EJ are going to be getting more reps at this, just your thoughts on how this is shaking out so far?
Well, first of all, I enjoyed my time with Tavares. I mean, I thought he was a heck of a player, super talented, and a heck of a guy. So that being said, I'm excited about getting more reps. I'm excited about more reps with the ones. And then we'll see where it goes from here.
Where do you see this competition? I mean, you have the experience, and EJ has the, I guess, just the reputation of being the number one pick, the first round pick.
Right.
Where do you see this competition right now?
Oh, I don't really know that I could analyze it right now. I mean, we put in new stuff today. So, look, it's going to be repetitive, but if I focus on myself, if I do the things right myself and play the game the way that I can play it, then things will take care of themselves. I'm sure EJ's thinking the same thing, you know. So that's just the way the game works, and then we'll see whenever we work through this and then training camp and go into preseason as well, you know. So I've been through a lot of these and look forward to the challenge and started, you know, obviously started new today and had a good one.
You know how these things, as far as, and I know you got more reps, but what was different with, you know,
the flow? The flow, really. I mean, having a lot more reps like that, just the communication, coming off the sidelines going, hey, did you see this? Yeah, I like the way you handled this. Okay, we'll do it like that next time. So there's already three or four things that we picked up that maybe we didn't before, you know, and that's why you got to make those tough decisions, I think, and make sure it puts your team in the best position to be successful. And nobody likes when stuff like that happens, you know. But sometimes you have to. And I could already see a difference today in the ones.
Is that a vote of confidence in the guys that are still here?
Yeah, I guess somewhat. I mean, I talked to Tavares last night. I got cut, so you know it's going to happen to all of us at one point. We're all going to get fired, and you got to be able to roll it off your back and get better. But yeah, I'm obviously glad to be here and glad to get some more reps and be there with the ones.
Kevin, I'm sure that talking to Coach Hackett about the tempo and how this offense is going to move at times, jump into kind of a hyper drive. But have you guys sat down and really talked about just how fast this thing can go when the foot's all the way down on the floor?
Yeah, it's situational, to be honest with you. It's situational with plays. It's situational with the situation of the game. It's situational with personnel, with the style of defense we're playing. So, you know, even now, we're getting more of a feel for what it's going to be like on game week because they're starting to change some things for us to help us out. It's still not going to be anything like it's going to be on game week. You know, when you really get a beat on what you're doing against another opponent and you can kind of talk your way through certain plays, we want to do, you know, maybe a little more tempo, maybe a little less, then that's how you can really you can control the speed of the game out there on the field.
Potentially faster than most offenses you've seen?
I would think so.
Do you think it has to be clear-cut for you to win the job?
No, I don't know. I mean,
so there's a perception that if it's close, that they want him to have the job because that's what they're selling. First round pick, all that, it's public.
I don't buy what's being sold, I guess. I just listen to what they tell me to do and roll on with it.
You have to understand, you've been around this league to know that they've invested, you know, 2 years into you. They invested a first-round pick into EJ, and somewhat that seems to put the odds against you in some ways because he is the so-called guy of the future.
Yep.
I've been in two situations. I was, which you can lean back anywhere. There's a lot of examples of it going both ways. Obviously, I was the first pick for the Eagles, you know, and so I've seen it from that perspective. I was with the Arizona Cardinals. They had just gone through drafting Mike Leinart, and then Kurt Warner came in, supposed to be the backup, and took over and took them to the Super Bowl. So I've seen it from a lot of different perspectives. So I have an open mind about it, and like I said, I just have confidence in myself and my abilities in this offense and hopefully what I can do in it.
What excites you about this offense?
Do you have an advantage in terms of the learning curve, being that you're a veteran and have all that experience?
Sure. I mean, I don't know if it's an – I mean – I wouldn't say it's an advantage against EJ, but it's an advantage for me personally to be able to lean back on those type of things and those type of situations. And, you know, then you can just roll with it. You don't have to stay up at night worrying about things like I did when I was a young player.
You mentioned you noticed a difference today in the ones. You mean with just continuity?
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. The continuity of the each play. And, you know, our defense gives us a lot of different looks. There's a lot of communication that has to go on at the line. And you could even see through practice. Our tempo was picking up as the practice went. And that was good because there's a lot of times we didn't have to we had to say what was happening because we were getting feel for it.
Kevin, what excites you about this offense opposed to other ones you've worked with in the past?
It just makes sense to me. You know, it makes sense in my head. It makes sense the way Nate does stuff. I like the way that he approaches the game and the way that Doug approaches the game offensively and their scheme. So, you know, the biggest thing is belief, and I believe in what they're doing.
You probably don't worry about who your number two is, who your number three is, worried about the guys that are lining up out there. But if you think about it for a second from the coach's perspective, when you look at the candidates that Coach Agnew and Coach Marone have to pick from in terms of who's going to line up opposite Stevie, I mean, that's a pretty good group to pick from.
It's tough. Yeah, there's a lot of guys that are really making a lot of plays. And it doesn't just go five deep, six deep, which is where the cutoff is, which is easy. It goes past that. So they're going to have some decisions to make. The guys are battling their tails off and making plays. So that's exciting for us as quarterbacks, you know, to have that type of talent out there.
Kevin, don't let them make decisions about types of receivers too, right? Size and speed.
Sure. The thing that I would think is, he knows – they know our offense better than anybody, so they're going to know what fits it, you know, and so maybe they see something we don't whenever it comes that time. But, again, I don't worry about that. I just play with whoever the heck's out there with me and try to get completions.
This time of year when you get all new receivers and they're running a lot of deep routes, it seems to be it's got to be a little tough for a quarterback to know this is how Rodgers runs it, this is how TJ runs it, and exactly how quick you got to pull the trigger. I mean, that's all –
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I mean, I'm sure you saw today we had maybe six or seven deep balls that we were just right there with everybody, with both groups. And the one that sticks out in my mind was the one to Stevie early. It was a post route, and he came back and said, hey, it's okay, man. I've never thrown a deep ball to you since I've been here, you know. So that stuff will work out, and I'm not worried about it, obviously.
What about working that out with somebody like Scott Chandler, who you're going to probably have to wait till late July, early August? I mean, I'm sure you watch some – film on him just to kind of get a feel, but how do you work that out and knowing you've got to wait till then?
Another thing that I've learned being in the league a long time is you have a lot of time. I mean, you really do. You have training camp, there's a lot of practices in there, there's plenty of reps. Then you get into preseason, you know what I mean? And so there's still a lot of time. I'm not worried about it, especially with one guy. Now, if you get thrown in with the entire team, that's a different story. But with one guy, you can get that done.
Kevin, have you had a guy like Brett Smith before as a teammate who, you know, right now is working exclusively at receiver, but I talked with him. He said he can speak the quarterback language too with you. And, you know, does that help in just working with him?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you want all your guys to be able to do that, you know. And that's what's good about the way they install the offense as well. Nate gives our sheet that Nate gives the quarterbacks. He gives it to all of them because he gives it to everybody on the team because he wants everybody to have a feel for exactly what every play is designed for and why we're putting it in. You know, so anytime you can have the entire realm of the offense in your mind, it gives you a better advantage out on the field of what the quarterback's thinking. So now, hey, I know this one's coming to me. I better beat this guy up and win. You know, so yes, it's I'm lucky to have Brad in that situation. There's a couple more and a few more that are the same way.
Because they're so young, what have you seen from the evolution of the receivers group since you got here?
You talking about the rookies or everybody?
As a group. The offense being rookies, you know, a collection of all different sorts.
You know, the thing that shocked me is when I got here, they were talking about how I had I had Stevie and then who else is going to be that other guy. To me, like I said, there's a list of them, and including the two rookies who have come in and done a great job. So I've been shocked at the talent level overall. You know, I think that there's a lot of guys that are going to emerge this year with this, you know, with our offense, and they're able to play fast. And when you let those guys play fast, man, they can really show what they're made of. A guy like TJ, you know, a guy like Marquise, let them use their speed. So let them play fast and quit thinking and go run.
That's always the trick, isn't it, with the rookie? It's not – they can be fast. They can be blazing fast. They're good out of starters blocks, but they have to be able to think it fast.
Mm-hmm. And Marquise – I'll be honest with you, Marquise is really good at that. He's picked up the offense great, so it's encouraging.